This is The Sun on the Strip, and I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer at the Las Vegas Sun, here to get you caught up on all the news and fun this week from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. We are just about recovered from one of those only-in-Vegas weekends, a big party weekend built around an event that doesn't even happen here, at least not for a few more years. But there was a very Vegas part of the Super Bowl this year, and I'm talking about those commercials for the Strat, promoting its new look and feel. We're going to talk all about that today and a whole lot more. And joining me once again to do just that is Las Vegas Magazine editor Ken Miller. Thank you, sir, for joining me.
Yeah, it's always fun to be here.
How's your 2019 going so far?
Busy. Really busy. Amazing how much is happening as we barely start the year. So exciting, but a lot of work.
It's hard to keep up. That's why we got to do this podcast, so that we have places to talk about all this stuff that's going on.
Exactly.
Did you spend your Sunday fighting through what some have called the most boring Super Bowl of all time?
I certainly did. I had company with me, and I think one of them begged out faking an illness to home. And we all, of course, didn't question it. I think we kind of wish we could have gone with her. But, yeah, we all struggled through it.
That's a good solution.
Thank goodness for snacks. That's all I can say.
Yes. So before we get to the super strat, there are a lot of big show news that came out this last week. So I got a lot to update you on. Number one, Bruno Mars is returning to Park Theater for 11 shows in 2019. Those are going to be in April, May, and September. This is not surprising, really, to anyone who's covered this stuff. He's been there the last couple of years or a year and a half or something like that, and especially with Britney Spears postponing her planned show at the Park Theater,
right?
It makes a lot of sense to bring back the act that has probably sold the most tickets in Park Theater since it's been open.
Yeah, I don't think it's even close, actually.
Yeah.
So what a natural fit for Vegas.
It'll be interesting to see if his show is the same as it was the last few times that he was here, because he was still on his big world tour at the time. He was splitting time between the Strip and going all over the world, and now he's done touring, and who knows what he's doing, perhaps working on new music. But maybe we'll get a different set list or some kind of different production elements. I guess we'll see in April.
Yeah.
Also returning to the Strip is Pitbull. He's coming back to Zappos Theater.
Another long-running residency, actually.
Yeah, this is the fifth straight year he's had shows at Planet Hollywood. I didn't know it had been that long.
Yeah, it's been a while. I remember going to the premiere and being absolutely amazed at the energy level in the crowd, especially the women. If you're a spouse and you want to really make your wife happy, take her to see Pitbull. Trust me.
It's a big party show. He must be doing something right because it keeps coming back. That's a pretty impressive run. He has 8 shows scheduled for May right now. I think we could probably see more later this year from Pitbull, depending on his schedule.
And he is involved in the community, too. He has a charity here. So
that's right.
Very, very much, again, just a real obvious fit, for in a lot of ways. So
Zappos Theater, of course, just last week, talked about this last week on the show, but Christina Aguilera is starting a new residency there. They still have some space to fill there. We should probably expect another resident or mini residency to be announced at Zappos Theater very soon.
Yeah, you kind of at this point wonder how they're going to top the ones they already have. They got arguably some of the biggest names right now: Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Christina Aguilera. I mean, it's pretty huge.
Yeah. So some more announced shows, not technically residency gigs, but Steely Dan is coming back to the Venetian Theater for 9 shows.
R.I.P. Walter Becker, by the way.
That's right.
I'd like to just say that I think I might have been one of the last people to see him perform.
I also got to see that. I'm not a big Steely Dan fan or anything, but I'm glad that I got to see them both together before he passed away.
Yeah,
those shows are in April. It's 9 shows between April 24th and May 11th. Alanis Morissette is coming back to the Pearl at the Palms for 2 shows, April 26th and 27th.
She did very well there, so that's another obvious choice, I would say.
Yeah, that the 90s perseveres. Still hot.
Oh, yeah.
90s artists are still
almost as big as the 80s.
This is a little bit different than these other concert shows. Vinny from Jersey Shore. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm going to take a shot at it. Guadagnino?
Guadagnino is how I would pronounce it as well. Don't ask me to spell it, but I think I can pronounce it.
Guadagnino from Jersey Shore is going to be the newest guest star at Chippendales at the Rio, and he opens April 26th.
Yes, he says that he's on a keto Guido diet, so should be up to snuff for Chippendales by the time he hits the stage, I would say.
I'm not afraid to admit that I do watch Jersey Shore from time to time. I think it's hilarious, especially now that it's back and they're all grown up, so to speak. It's kind of funny to watch these people adulting.
Yeah,
but there's a big Jersey Shore presence here in Las Vegas. Paulie D lives here, has lived here for several years.
Has a
solid DJ residency at Dre's. I guess Ronnie lives here also.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's going to be a whole new season filmed around Vinny's Chippendales adventures.
Maybe one day they'll come and film a season here, Jersey Shore Vegas edition.
They should. Florence and the Machine is playing, making a tour stop at T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. Sublime with Rome is at Mandalay Beach on June 14th. That's the second Mandalay Beach show announced so far this year. The first one is Cole Swindell on April 27th.
That's got to be part of NASCAR weekend, I would imagine.
I think
he was here last year for that, so...
How about Lynyrd Skynyrd's farewell tour coming to T-Mobile on August 16th? I bet that is going to do very well. And then,
do you think it's a good way to sell tickets to put farewell on the name of your tour? Because I'm seeing it on a lot of tours lately.
Well, has Skynyrd done a farewell tour already?
Might be their first farewell, but I'm not sure if it's a lot of other bands' farewell that they're putting on their tours, but. Like Kiss is another one that I couldn't help but be a little skeptical. They're actually serious.
But yeah, Kiss has been on a farewell tour for 25 years or something, right? Carlos Santana also added some dates to his residency at the House of Blues, September through November.
Another gentleman who does a lot with charities in the area. So,
yes.
We got some good ones.
And then lastly, in the club world, French Montana opened his residency at Dre's over Super Bowl weekend, and he will be back throughout the year, including his next gig on February 16th. His deal with Dre's also includes him playing shows in Dubai. There's a Dre's in Dubai, and he'll be there this year as well. All right, let's talk about this Strat thing. Stratosphere announced this week that it is rebranding, changing its name simply to The Strat, to kind of match the renovations and upgrades that it's already made and will continue to make this year. There were 2 Super Bowl commercials, actually, that the Strat ostensibly spent millions of dollars on. The second one was fine. It was about the Top of the World restaurant, and it was like, take the world for a spin or something like that. It was very nice looking. Top of the World has been completely renovated. The menu's been redone. Definitely a landmark, a Vegas dining institution. And I'm sure that restaurant will continue to be very popular. But the other commercial, the first one, was pretty dramatic. Basically showed some of the many hotel implosions that have happened on the Strip throughout the years. And then... a beautiful picture of the Stratosphere with the tagline, "You don't demolish an iconic landmark, you reinvent it." I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was kind of, definitely taking a few shots at the Vegas tradition of knocking things over and starting new things. I also felt like it was a little bit taking a shot at the Palms marketing campaign, which was all about, you know, destroying the old and in with the gold or whatever. I was not a huge fan of the Palms campaign, but pretty interesting. Pretty interesting move, I think.
Well, I think the Stratosphere is getting very good at the, you know, marketing some of the changes that it's doing. It you know, a few years ago it had not exactly that, but something like, you know, going back to the way things used to be, the way things, you know, when things were better in Vegas, basically, you know, letting people know that it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to remember when Vegas used to be better. Come over and we'll make you feel that way.
Yeah.
So they're pretty savvy, and to their credit, the changes are, you know, are notable. I was at the press dinner for the new menu at Top of the World. Fantastic. They, you know, they did a very good job. They started us with a nice cocktail menu at Sky 107 Lounge, which is right above the restaurant. So the whole experience is really nice. Of course, if you've never been there, I would say go immediately. It's a fantastic restaurant. A little on the expensive side, but, you know, you get what you pay for. And the view is spectacular. And the rotating view, obviously, is nice. You get to see the whole valley over the course of a meal. And, you know, they have great entertainment offerings. Obviously, the rides on top, which I'm sure most people know about. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done Sky Jump, and you have the nerve, it's definitely...
I don't have the nerve.
One of the more exciting experiences on the Strip, if not the planet. I mean, dropping the entire length of the Stratosphere in 5 seconds. I mean, that's pretty intense. But, you know, and they have MJ Live, which is a great Michael Jackson tribute show. So, yeah, it's a nice property. And if you haven't been lately, you should check it out, because I think you'll be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of this rebranding is also that the top has its own name now, too. They're calling it the Sky Pod. So that area with those lounges and the restaurant, I guess, and the rides and attractions up there, the thrill rides, is now the Sky Pod. I'm really excited about, you know, they've already done a lot of change there, made a lot of changes. But I'm really excited about the stuff that they're still working on that's going to happen later on this year. They're opening a huge bar called Boulevard and Main Tap House. And they're also completely redoing the sports book and making it a lot bigger and better. And I'm excited about those because the owner of the Strat is Golden Entertainment, which runs the massive PT's Pub chain, as well as owns several other casinos around Las Vegas and in Southern Nevada. And that's what they do. Great bar experience is what they do pretty much better than anybody. A couple of years ago, they opened their own brewery in Las Vegas, out in Northwest Las Vegas, to supply their own taverns, which is like almost 60 taverns around Southern Nevada now or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
with their own beers.
Odds are, no matter where you are in this valley, there's a PT's pretty close. So,
yeah, everybody, I feel like maybe outside of Las Vegas, people don't know that name so well. Maybe they do. Maybe they've driven around when they come to town and they notice all the PT's, but you can't escape PT's. They just know how to do that stuff, and I'm excited to see what the food and drink is going to be like at this new Boulevard and Main spot.
And, you know, I'm sure most of your listeners will agree with, the beer scene in Vegas has just gotten so much better over the last even 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're a beer fan, you got to go out and check out some of the offerings on the Strip. I mean, they are doing some really exciting things right now that have multitude of properties.
Mm-hmm. I guess another thing about those commercials and that whole kind of rebranding thing, that you don't demolish the Stratosphere. You can't demolish the Stratosphere. Like, you can't. It's just like the Excalibur or the Luxor or New York, New York. Like, you can't untheme or change that place that much. Like, you really don't have a choice but to just make it as nice and as modern as you can.
That's a good point.
Like, yeah. How in the world? The Stratosphere is never coming down, not until, like, the apocalypse. That thing's going to be there forever. There's no undoing it.
Well, time may prove you right. We'll see.
Okay, that's it for the Strat. Just up the street a little bit at SLS, which we also talked about a lot last week. There's some new entertainment options in the Sayers Club. Comedian Lou Nell, who's been in a ton of TV shows and movies like Borat, and she was also in A Star Is Born, is starting her new comedy residency on Sundays in the Sayers Club, starting this week, or I'm sorry, February 10th, and running through May every Sunday. This is the third, stand-up comedy star from that, like, Def Comedy Jam era to set up at the Sayers Club. First it was Eddie Griffin, and he's still on an extended basis there. Mm-hmm. And then Monique started earlier this year and is continuing her residency through the end of the month.
Right.
Which is cool. I mean, that makes me think that that comedy is working there if they keep adding to it.
Yeah, it even goes back as far as when they had, who was it, John Lovitz and Dana Carvey, who were doing like a dual residency performing at the same time, basically. So I understand it did quite well. So it might have been when they realized that, there's something to this for our property. So.
Mm-hmm. And then a little bit more different, Esther Goldberg's Totally Outrageous Brunch opens on February 23rd. This is going to be two daytime shows every Saturday and Sunday. There's a brunch buffet. It looks to be a variety show with music and comedy. There's like a drag element to it. There's some like acrobatic acts. This is also in the Sayers Club. And there's some really, looking at the lineup that they have in this show, there's some really great longtime local performers that I love in that show, like Ann Martinez, who used to be in Baz, Sarah Hester Ross, Janine Valentine, who sings with Frankie Shinta, and Duo Adore, who is two performers that used to be in Cirque du Soleil's Ka. I just like a daytime brunch show. Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think more casinos are looking to do this kind of brunchy or weekend or daytime programming, so this one looks like fun to me.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It just from what I've been reading and the people involved, yeah. I think in terms of the SLS, if you haven't been to Sayers Club, it's just a fun room. The closest I can come to is it just feels like a big living room, and it's very cozy, intimate. It's just a nice space to hang out in. So, mm-hmm. I mean, come for the room and stay for the brunch.
It's the right size of room. I know since SLS opened in 2014, it struggled a little bit to fill that larger room. It was initially a nightclub. Now it's called The Foundry. And I'm sure the new ownership will be trying a lot of different things entertainment-wise in both of those rooms. And we will keep you up to date on all that stuff. And, Ken, have you been to the SLS since they kind of redid the casino and seen how it looks now?
Yes, I have. And I was actually going to do a little sidebar food-wise.
Sure.
If if you haven't been to SLS, I mean, the food options there are quite spectacular, actually. I mean, their food program is very high level. I mean, Jose Andres, Bizarre Meat, for starters. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's a destination no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, just check out their food program in general, in addition to the brunch, because I think you will be very happy. But yeah, the remodel, things look good. I mean, it's a nice looking property. The one of the things I like about SLS, and I'll always tout this whenever I can, free parking.
That's right.
Trust me, that's a big deal these days, and they have it. And so I like to give that shout out when I can. So keep it up, guys.
Yeah, I think SLS has the potential to be, maybe the locals' favorite strip destination. It's going to take some time for that to develop, and hopefully these other things that are under construction on the north end of the strip come along as scheduled and build that momentum up in that area. But SLS is so convenient and so easy to get in and out of. There's entrances on Las Vegas Boulevard and on Paradise right there. And yeah, free parking is a hot commodity right now. Wherever you can find it.
Yeah. Don't
take advantage.
Don't take it for granted anymore.
All right. What is taking over the strip this week? Well, of course it's Chinese New Year.
Yes.
February 5th is the first. Chinese New Year is not really just a day. It's kind of like a stretched out festival that takes a while. Especially in Las Vegas, we stretch it out as long as we can. So
Year of the Pig.
There's a lot of events and decorations all over various casinos.
Menus.
Celebrating that. A lot of special menus at restaurants. Restaurants that aren't even Chinese restaurants have special Chinese New Year menus. But possibly bigger than that at the moment is Magic. The Magic Marketplace Spring Show continues through Thursday this week. It's so big, it spread over two gigantic spaces, the Las Vegas Convention Center and the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. I believe it's right around 80,000 attendees this year. Magic is, it's the most comprehensive fashion convention and marketplace in the country. Everything from luxury and high fashion all the way down to like mass market retail stuff. And when it comes to Vegas, it spills over into some of the coolest parties of the year at our nightclubs. The official Project Party is always one of the biggest ones. That is at Light Nightclub at Mandalay Bay Wednesday night. Rapper ASAP Ferg is the headliner. And then also kind of cool, Virgil Abloh, who's the artistic director for Louis Vuitton menswear for the last couple years, is also a resident DJ for Wynn Nightlife, and he is going to be at Intrigue Wednesday night. Last up, my big show pick of the week, I'm going to have to stay at Wynn and tell you to go to Diana Ross. Opens Wednesday, February 6th, which is probably today, depending on if you're listening to this now. I've seen Diana Ross twice at Encore Theater already. It's an awesome show. This show is new. She's changed it around. This year is Diana Ross's 75th birthday, and there's a whole year-long celebration for that. Different stuff happening for her throughout the year. And she's opening the 6th, continues this weekend, and she's got six more shows this month after that at Encore Theater. You can find more weekend entertainment options, of course, with my Best Bets column every Friday at LasVegasSun.com. That's it for this episode, Ken. I feel like that went by really fast.
That was really fast.
I hope we didn't miss anything.
Well, I'm sure we did, but that's why we do another one next week. So.
That's right. We will be back. In the meantime, please visit Apple Podcasts, rate and review this podcast. And if there's a Vegas Strip topic you'd like to hear more about, let me know in that review, or shoot me an email anytime at brock.radke@gmgvegas.com. You can find every episode of this podcast at lasvegassun.com, and of course all the best Vegas entertainment coverage from all our GMG publications at lasvegassun.com/AE. Just a reminder, that is the place where you get not only my entertainment coverage in the Sun, but stuff pulled from Ken's Las Vegas magazine and Las Vegas Weekly as well. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week.